There was a long stretch in country music when there was no bigger star than Garth Brooks.
Long neck bottom, bring me to Vina Colada, 'cause I got friends in low places.
Garth Brooks ruled the country charts throughout the 90s, filled stadiums, playing 250, 300 shows a year. Then in 2001, he called it off, retired from the road and the studio. He went back home to Oklahoma to be a dad to his three young daughters.
I'm sitting there staring at three children that that I don't know. They don't know me. And we're starting our life together in Oklahoma. And I tell you what, greatest gift I've ever been given was being able to afford the time off to watch my babies grow.
Those girls are now grown, the youngest off to college, which means Garth Brooks is back with a new album titled Man Against Machine and a big tour. He's performing along with his second wife, the country singer Trisha Yearwood. Before we talked about that, I asked him how hard it had been to give up music.
I didn't feel like I was losing anything, but the hardest thing was your own ego of it all being about me, 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 to now me, me, me is the last person in line. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you that was an easy transition. That was tough.
What's it like for you to be back on the road now doing the full tour? You're, what, 52, headed toward 53 next
year?
Yes,
ma'am.
You've got some years on you since you decided to retire and do this thing. It's a really physically taxing thing. How different does it feel to you now?
You know, music keeps you eternally young. It just does. And what I love about it now is touring without the guilt. Now it's like nothing is being held back. You get to eat mashed potatoes with both hands instead of one. You know what I mean? It's fantastic.
You know, I think the song that I keep coming back to the most on the new album is Midnight Train.
Ooh, I love Midnight Train. I love Midnight Train because sometimes all the stars line up.
Worn out vacant motel sign, run down bedroom. Tonight, that's where I'll try to find some rest.
And what I love about Midnight Train is it's a song about a journey, but the music actually takes you on that journey. It feels like you're moving through the whole song. And it's a beautiful analogy of a woman's memory that blows through your room at night like a midnight train.
They can't stop the thought of you. Like a freight train passing through.
I get this wonderful picture of the walls just being blown out and everything in your room is moving from the wind of this train, and this train is 2 feet from your feet laying in bed, and that's what it is all night long for this guy. And the only time she goes away is when the sun comes up, and so you're tired all the next day, and that's what a great memory does. A great bad memory, I guess.
Wheels turn in my soul, the memories burn. Black is cold, it's like I'm chained to a midnight train passed through all night long till it's dawn and she's gone.
Do you do this song live?
No, I haven't yet. Doing new stuff live is tough, just simply because I pay my money, I stand in my seats, and I go see the guys I love. And if I've paid that ticket, there's a good chance I'm there to hear the stuff that made me fall in love with them. We call it the old stuff. And if an artist comes in town and dumps their entire new album on me as a listener in a concert venue and happens to miss out on the old stuff that I came there for, that doesn't work too well for me as a listener. Most of the time for concerts, it's for the old stuff.
It's my life. It's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
When you think about your live shows and what the experience is that you want for people in your audience so that they can know that they've been at a Garth Brooks show. What is that? What are you trying to capture there?
this is a very sweet tour on the fact that I get to do something different on this tour than I've ever done in my life. I get to be a side man. I start the show, and then about an hour, hour 10 into the show, Miss Yearwood comes into the show, and the rig changes, and she kind of takes the show over and then gives it back for me to close. So in this time when she's on, I get to be the acoustic guitar player, and I get to sit back and watch now. Now I'm seeing what you never get to see when the spotlights are in your face. Mm. I'm getting to see people as far as you can see, and I'm getting to see their reaction to music. And I swear to you, each one of them acts like they're the only person in the arena. They've got their head back, they're singing, they're laughing, they're crying. It is the coolest thing to get to witness. You see them lock eyes with Miss Yearwood, with the artist, and you know that feeling because I go to concerts myself. And I spend most of my time at concerts hoping for that 1 second that the artist looks at me, I look at the artist, and that's when I get to say thank you. And then it's crazy. Once you get to do this for a living, all you do is scan the crowd and lock eyes a million times a night. And it's funny, so I can say thank you back to the people that have given me my life. That's a pretty cool way to spend your nights.
What happens when you come off stage after a show that's been transporting in that way for you? What do you do afterward to bring yourself down?
You know, I don't know how personal, you know, that we're free to get here, but it's a very exciting time. And it's a beautiful moment in the day because it's usually 2 a.m. where everything else is, you know, still and calm, but you're a riot inside yourself. So there's some great ways to, you know, extend that tension on, and there's some the ways you do it silently, some ways you do it with, you know, sharing with others, and it's a rush that nothing else compares to.
I'll speed down the highway to Tulsa, Missouri, so fast that hurt can catch up.
Garth Brooks, thanks so much for coming in.
You kidding me? Thank you. This was a dream. You were sweet. Anytime you want to do this, count me in.
1 mile at a time.
Garth Brooks. His new album is titled Man Against Machine. Oh, and one more thing I had to ask him. You know, I'm left curious about something. Do you always call your wife Miss Yearwood?
Yeah, because understand, we've known each other since 87. First it was Yearwood. And then as you get to know her and know her family and everything, then it's Miss Yearwood.
Never Tricia?
And then when then when we started dating, I couldn't get out of it. So, you know, we're working on it.
And it's been a while.
She says, please call me Tricia. So I'm working on it, I promise.
I hope you're out of my mind.